It's really hard to gauge how upset or angry someone might be in an email communication. It's also easy to read into things, especially if you have a bad feeling about the situation, before jumping to conclusions and over-communicating in your email reply. Ask one question at a time. By doing this, you can slowly assess the situation before making a communications blunder. I used this technique recently with a client who I sensed was pissed at me for setting up an interview at an inconvenient time. She had already requested I change the time of the interview, which I was able to do. But then when the producers were running late, she sent me a really sharp email complaining about the situation. I couldn't tell if she was just venting or if the interview really didn't happen. My immediate response was to give her a comprehensive response along with how she should handle media delays in the future. I decided to not make that my next move because I was worried that I was making a bigger deal of it than she was. So instead, I simply asked her if she was able to connect with the journalist. And she simply replied back that yes, she did. Publicist lecture averted. The pitch challenge today: how can you simplify your replies so you aren't jumping off the deep end every time you sense someone might be a little upset? Make just one communication move instead of several at once. This also works if someone sends a really confusing email. Ask one question at a time and make sure it's the most important question. What do you need to know so you know how to make your next communication move?